Swami Kriyananda, a spiritual friend and teacher to many, has been a direct disciple of the great Kriya Yogi Paramhansa Yogananda since 1948. He has written over 70 books and 400 pieces of music. World-renowned as a singer, composer, and lecturer, Swami Kriyananda has shown how to apply spiritual principles to art, music, education, business, relationships, and much more. Swamiji spent 3.5 years living closely with his guru, Yogananda, the great Indian master and author of Autobiography of a Yogi. He went on to become vice president of Self-Realization Fellowship in the organization Yoganandaji founded. After leaving Self-Realization Fellowship, he founded Ananda in 1968. Welcome.
Thank you.
And in the interest of... I know that in recent years there has been some controversy around your organization, so if I may call you Mr. Walters.
You may call me Swami Kriyananda.
Okay. All right.
Walters is perfectly correct, but it's not the name I use.
All right, Swami Kriyananda. I so much appreciate the work that you did, and your most recent book is an exploration of Yogananda's teaching, and I wanted to in opening our conversation, I wanted to let you know that my first spiritual exposure in a very profound way was reading Autobiography of a Yogi. And the thing that I remember most specifically was where Yogananda instructs his readers to, if they wish some spiritual recognition, to appeal to Babaji. Do you recall that?
That's right. What he said was that anyone who appeals to him with sincerity will receive an instantaneous answer.
And I have to say that I was significantly shocked because in a dream that evening, Babaji appeared to me.
Isn't that great?
I was just amazed. Mm. And I continue to puzzle about that. Your most recent book has to do with the Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, and again, I'm going to go off the track a little bit, you spoke about in becoming a disciple of Yogananda that you reached an attunement with Yogananda. Can you tell us about the attunement you reached?
That's, you know, in the Bible, in the Gospel of St. John, it says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Most Christians take that to mean as those who believe in him. Mm-hmm. It's much more than belief. You have to try to tune into that consciousness. And you see, we're living in an ego, and the goal of spiritual realization, spiritual effort, mm-hmm. is to understand that we aren't this ego. This is just a little dream of God's. He created the whole universe. And this thought, I, is born of the cosmic I, which is our true self.